Our readings today show us that living a stewardship way of life, that is, a life focused on serving God and His kingdom, that this type of life is not easy. And they also show us that our lives belong to God, not to us, and that God will indeed bring about the fulfillment of His kingdom. And what we need to have is faith that He can do it and commit ourselves to something, commit ourselves to our small part that we play in God's great plan of salvation, God's grand design for all of creation. And each of us, as stewards of God's many gifts, have a part in that. We can all relate to the frustration expressed in the first reading from Habakkuk. How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. And the Lord knows that our stewardship way of life isn't an easy path, but when we look around us, it can seem as if all of our efforts are in vain. We spend time praying, but nothing happens. We're faithful to our ministries that we take part in here in the parish, but no one seems to notice. We give generously of our financial resources, but the needs around us remain the same. And despite all this, the Lord urges us to remain faithful. Well, Jesus, as we know, is a privilege and a responsibility if we are to be His disciples and follow a stewardship way of life. That is clear in St. Luke's Gospel today. When the apostles ask the Lord to increase their faith, He tells them that even a mustard seed-sized faith, a very tiny, tiny seed, only a mustard seed-sized faith, that's a tongue twister, is all that we need to move mountains. Just a tiny bit of faith to move mountains. Because God's the one moving the mountain, not us. We need only take the tiniest step forward and God will do the rest. And it is a true privilege to cooperate as servants in the work of building the kingdom of God. Living our lives in His service is also very much our responsibility, as Jesus explains in the parable, the second part of the gospel reading, of the unprofitable servant. Our Lord describes a scene in which a servant's just come in from tending to his master's affairs and asks whether it would be reasonable for the master to begin waiting on his servant. Well, of course it is not reasonable. He's called a servant because he serves. The servant would be expected to continue to serve his master until he has completed the work the master has given him for that day. And Jesus says that we should have the same attitude before God. The time, talents, and treasure entrusted to us are whose? Those are all God's gifts. They're not ours. We're stewards. We watch over those gifts, intend those gifts, and return them to God with increase. Our very lives belong to God. Whatever we do on God's behalf with our lives and our gifts is simply our God-given responsibility. We're doing what God made us to do. And a stewardship way of life makes this privilege and responsibility of serving Christ and His kingdom a reality for us. Well, we're going to have a lay witness now. And every year we do have a lay witness attached to the homily for the second weekend of our stewardship renewal. And as Christ's disciples, we are challenged to imitate Jesus and carry our cross daily. And every morning when we wake up, we have a choice to make. Are we going to lean on our own strength to take control of our lives? Or the other choice is we can live as caretakers, stewards of the precious gifts of life and all the gifts that God gives us. Christian understanding of stewardship invites us into the second way of being, recognizing that our talents and resources, our very breath, are entrusted to us by a loving God. And living a stewardship way of life is a practical means of making our lives a gift to God and those that he places in our midst. But St. Pope Paul VI said this is many decades ago, of course. He said, modern people are more willingly listen to witnesses than to teachers. And that makes sense. Someone, by telling their witness, say of living a stewardship life, is very practical, a way of hearing something put into practice, and we can resonate with that, resonates with us, you know? And so that's what we're going to do. And so I'd like to ask Pam Consolo to come up, and she has a 3-minute and 50-second lay witness for you.
Good morning. As Father Troja said, my name is Pam Consolo, and my husband and I have been parishioners here at Immaculate for almost 30 years. We have 3 children who attended school here and at Mater Dei. Father asked me to speak to you today about my experience of stewardship. So I grew up in a big Catholic family, and my parents were very active in their faith and their involvement in church. My dad's job took them to various cities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but wherever they moved, they always found a second home in their parish community. I'd like to say that I followed right in their footsteps, but the truth is, almost every ministry that I've participated in during my 30 years at Immaculate, I did because somebody asked me to. We all have our talents. Mine is known by my family as the Big Thumb. I can talk myself out of doing pretty much anything and think of a variety of reasons why something is a really bad idea. I probably would never have considered helping out with PSR if Elizabeth Alder hadn't asked me if I'd be interested. Of course, I said no at first. Then I thought, well, maybe my daughter might be interested. Then I told God I would talk to Sister Josephine just to find out what they were looking for. Maybe I could recommend someone. Well, I did meet with Sister Josephine. We talked way longer than I thought we would, and before I knew it, I was signed up to be the 5th grade catechist. God didn't warn me how persuasive Sister Josephine could be. This was 5 years ago. I'm still there and so grateful for Sister Josephine and all the wonderful catechists I've gotten to know. Doing something new can be very hard. Whether it's making the commitment to come to daily mass, the Adoration Chapel, or getting up 20 minutes earlier in the day to read and reflect on the mass readings. I started doing this during Lent, and I found that God speaks to me, sometimes very clearly, through these readings, and it's made all the difference in bringing me closer to him and trusting him. Jesus said that following him wouldn't be the easy path, but anything we do that's worthwhile isn't always easy. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about money. I will start by saying that I've got some room for growth here. We did sign up for Faith Direct that transfers money to the parish directly out of our bank account. This is easy and keeps us on track with our commitment because it's one less thing we have to remember to do Sunday mornings. And as far as how much is enough, I really can't tell you that. But St. Mother Teresa said, give till it hurts, but with a smile. So God's not asking us to do this alone. He's given us our unique talents and temperaments that allow us to play our part in his plan of salvation. But we have to be willing to take that step, to trust that he will be there with us. As I said earlier, most of the ministries that I've been involved in have started with an invitation. Someone asked me personally to join or help. So consider this an invitation. Pick something that challenges you, something you might initially react with, oh, that's way too much work. Come talk to Sister Josephine about being a catechist. Remember that we are ultimately serving God by serving each other. And for those of us who fill out our stewardship cards and check the same ministries every year, invite someone to come with you to your next meeting. Don't be afraid of being put off. It's what we're called to do. So let's pray for ourselves and each other that we will be generous with our time, talent, and treasure, and give of ourselves joyfully. God bless you.